Welcome to Avirim Yerushalmi. We're holding a Challah Daf involved in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting the second line in Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, V'asura lezovin ulezovis. So we learned in the Mishnah that when the Rabbanon outside in Chutzlitz, you do two Challahs. And one Challah is given to the Kohen, we can be more lenient about the Challah given to the Kohen, that there's some Tumah that you could do with it. And the Mishnah brought two opinions. Or only Tvul Yoim can eat it. Tvul Yoim is someone who went to the mikvah, but he's waiting for the evening. He can eat this challah. Or Rabbi Yossi says, even someone who's full tame could eat it, but not Zovim, Zovois, Nidov, Yoledes, not these type of tumors, which are different. The Gemara explains why they're different. Says the Gemara, Uf, Rabbi Yossi, Moi Deba, why choymeru b'davosha tuma yoytze migufo? So this one is coming out of his body. So because it's coming out of the body, zav and azavo, you let this. These are tumas that come from one's body. It's more chomer. If you're basically older, you can be more lenient. You can be lenient for this part as well. The Mishnah says that this one that you give to the kohen, you can eat together with a zar eating his chulin. And the mashmos of the Yerushalmi is, the reason is, because even though the chulin and the truma get mixed up, you go based on the roiv. And this is what the Gemara refers to. It says the Gemara, Hoyre Rabbi Avo Bevoitzu, Avo gave up sak and boitzu, which is chutzorets, sheitzricha orev, meaning if you have the roiv chulin, so the truma is bottle in it. The chala and the truma are bottle. If you have a majority of chulin, Omer Avyoino melamed, she oilo bepochos bimeo. So for the mashmos, we said roiv means you don't have to have 100 to mevatel, even less than 100. Usually trumo requires 100 against it. But here you don't need 100. You have to have a majority. So this is a continuation of the previous point. You don't need 100. It doesn't make also until you get le'echod u'me'o like you have in trumo. You have to have 100 against a trumo. Here you don't need so much. Our Mishnah holds that even if you have one chulin, one truma, not roiv, I don't have to have the majority of chulin. Even if it's equal, still the truma is bottle. Why? Because it's the taninim and nechelesim azar l'shukhar. It says you can eat it together with azar. I'm not sure the amount that the zar is eating, the amount that the kohen is eating is the same. And still you say it's bottle. So the Beruchon, you should know that we used to do trumas and maestas in chutzorets. At shabau ha-roivin u-bitlu oisum. Roivim means the ne'orim, the young people. The roivim came and they revatel trumas samaras and chutzlots. Ma'aninun ha-roivim. Who is the roivim? Targu moino, which means the translators. The one that translated the chacham, referring here to the children of Reb Chiya, they used to translate the drush of their father. And this is the famous Yerushalmi that we have a source, even though there are gemaras that says that we're trumas samaras and chutzlots, it stopped. When did it stop? With the roivim, we don't have trumas samaras outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Zeir of Yehuda b'Shem Shmuel chalos chutzlaretz v'trumas chutzlaretz oichel v'achakr mafish. We have a kula when you have a chal and chutzlaretz or trum and chutzlaretz. Even if you're old, there is chal and trum and chutzlaretz. You can eat and then do a frosh. Don't do a frosh before you eat. Says the Gemara, Rabbi b'Shem Shmuel loichoshu l'trum as dogon tiyosh v'yitzu. Even the ones that say you have trum in chutzlaretz, it's only the trum of dogon tiyosh v'yitzu, which means grain, grape, and olive, which is mefarish in the Torah. The only thing we did in chutzos was truma gedoylo, not anything else. Avali yirokos, when we speak about yirokos, I feel truma gedoylo lechoshishu. Even truma gedoylo you don't do for vegetables. The maaser of yirokos is only midarabanan. So therefore even truma they didn't do. Even though other fruits is also midarabanan, only dog and tirish v'itzer is deraiso, but there is a smachta from a pasuk. But a vegetable doesn't even have a smachta. So as a vegetable, they didn't do anything in chutzarts. Other fruits, this ashra that was truma gedoyla according to this mandoma. Says the one I would base tani chalas hagoy boritz. A goy is mafish chala. There's no chala over here. Truma hagoy b'chutzarts. The truma of a goy in chutzarts is nothing because even Yisrael is not so sure they have to do it. So if someone with dimo iso shirein otzoich voichel, you tell him this is not a truma, this is not a chalo, then he can eat it. You tell him shnab yichil Hashem, and you announce it that this is not going to be a din chalo truma, and therefore he can eat it himself. And Rechaim explains that the chalo has to do with gilgul. So if the owner of the dough is a goy, even in Eretz Yisrael, there's no chiyuv at all. Truma has to do with kedushas haaretz. So if the owner is a guy, we know there's at least one man darman that holds that there is truma even in fruits that belong to a guy. So that's why truma in Eretz Yisrael, even if it belongs to a guy, it's still a din of truma. Only in chutzot there's no din truma by a guy. Here's the Gemara, it says in Ketan, the Kol Koyin, this Chal and Chutzos give us to each Koyin, Bein the Koyin Chavir, Bein the Koyin Amoritz. You give it to any Koyin, even if it's Koyin Chavir or Amoritz, even Amoritz, so give him this Chal. Eilu Nitoim, the Kol Koyin. The Mishnah went on to say that there's many Korbonis that you give it to all the Koyanim. Yesh mehem noisim l'anshe mishmor, yesh mehem noisim l'chol koyin. Some you give to only the people of the mishmor. What it means to all koyin means to all the people in the mishmor that are working with Samikdash, they are weak. Meaning, even if they're not eating their chulin b'tahar, you still give it to them. But they have to be one of the ones working in the Beis HaMikdash. And some karbonis, some matonis, you give to any kohen, even if they're not working with Beis HaMikdash, they are weak. Habichoyrois, then it's a korban. Ve'habichoyrois, you have to bring to Beis HaMikdash. Le'an shemishra, goes to the people that work in Beis HaMikdash, they are weak. Ve'shar kulon l'chol kohen, the rest of the list of the mishto goes to every kohen. As Reb Chaim points out, that it's not necessarily the entire list, because any kotche kadoshim and charomim do go to Anshe Mishmar, but it means many things that mention in the list could go to every coin. Says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyahu Abaye Kamir of Zeiru. Rav Yirmiyahu asks Rav Zeiru, Minayin she'charomim l'Anshe Mishmar? How do we know the charomim, which is a type of hegdish? Someone says cherim, it goes to the Anshe Mishmar. Omer lehi, kizdei acherim l'koyin t'yachuzosoy. It says, we compare zdei acherim l'koyin t'yachuzosoy. You're comparing the cherem to a sdei achuzo that became hegdesh. The achuzo goes to Anshe Mishmar. So also cherem goes to Anshe Mishmar. Says the Gemara, achuzo atzmo minayin shtei l'Anshe Mishmar. How do you know that sdei achuzo that someone was magdish goes to the Anshe Mishmar? Says the Gemara, begin nichtiv la koyin tei achuzo. So the specific koyin. What's the specific koyin? Why is one koyin different than others? Because that koyin is working by Swedish, they're weak. The man is going, they have to give from the animal, which is royal lechem and keva, different parts of the animal you give to him, also is lekoyin. We know that's not true, you can give it to any koyin, the royal lechem and keva. The source is something else. Not because of the lekoyin, but because it says, kol cherem koydish kadoshim hu lashem. The Torah compared cherem to kodesh kadoshim. Makodesh kadoshim l'anshe mishra, that we know the korbanos go to the people working by some English that week, av chorim l'anshe mishra, and that's the source, the chorim go to anshe mishra. So if so, not only if a person is machrim a land, but also is machrim movables. Titani mabmi kakoyas metaltim. We learned in the Braisa, so what's it between karak and metaltim? Shekakoyas l'anshe mishra, v'metaltim l'chol koyin. The lands go to anshe mishra if they're a cherim. But metaltim chorim don't go. So why is metaltim different if you learn it for that pasuk? So the more Abiyisa, Rabbi Yochia, B'shem Hosheshis, Ishi Hashem and Achaloso Yoichlun. You learn from the pasuk, it says that the Ishi Hashem and the Nachaloch, and the Nachal, they'll eat. My Ishim L'Anshe Mishmar, says the more of Zayin and Udalif, Av Nachalo L'Anshe Mishmar. Meaning the Gemara changes and says, no, the source that the Charomim go to Anshe Mishmar, so this pasuk that we're comparing Ishim, which means Korbanos, to Nachlo. Nachlo means a land. And from here you learn both Charomim, which is a land, and you learn also from Zdei Achuzo. Any lands that come to Beis HaMikdosh as a Hegdesh, either regular Hegdesh or Charomim, go to Anshe Mishmar like Ishi Hashem. But if it's not a land, if it's movables, then you don't have a Pasuk, and then you can give it to any Koyin that you want. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Chalo Daf Mem Vov.